1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 15th of February, 7:21, 35 degrees on our way to 68 today. Definitely not freezing, but we will be freezing for a reason with the big polar plunge coming up on Saturday, and we're very pleased to be joined by a pair of polar plunge organizers, Meredith Wagner and Shelley Lutz, with us here this morning on our Primetime Newsmaker. Meredith, good morning.
Good morning, Ron and Chuck.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Good. Shelley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing great.
Outstanding. Well, the run-up is here, last week before Polar Plunge. And Meredith, before we start talking about the schedule, really, what do you guys have got going this week here leading up to Saturday? What's your last-minute, last few days preparation like?
Oh, just making sure that we have everything ready to go. Our committee has been together for a long time, and we consider ourselves a pretty well-oiled machine, but still, checking things off and just making sure that everything's organized.
Well, it's a big fundraiser for Special Olympics, and it's going to be a big day Saturday at Mouse Lake. So, Shelley, let's run down the schedule. When do things start on Saturday?
Okay, well, we have the registration starting at 9 a.m., and everything is going to be at Mouse Lake again this year. But registration is going to run from 9 to 11. The Polar Strut is going to begin at 10 a.m. The costume contest for the plungers will be at 11:15. The actual plunge is going to be at 11:30. Then we have the pluck adductor drawing at noon, and then we have the award ceremony at 12:15.
Now, Meredith, in years past, we've had activities at the Emporia Senior Center leading up to and then following the plunge activities. Is the Senior Center going to be in play again here this year, or because of COVID, we're having to make another round of adjustments on that?
That's right, Chuck. So everything, because of COVID, we are going to just have everything on site at Mouse Lake outside to encourage social distancing and just try to keep everyone safe.
Now, Shelley, is there still time to get registered if you'd like to plunge or be a part of the Polar Strut?
Oh, of course. That was in my notes. I do believe online registration usually cuts off Friday at noon, but you can show up on Saturday morning and find Meredith and I, and we can get you registered for either the Polar Strut or the Polar Plunge.
All right. So if you want to plunge, what does that cost us?
The plunge is $75, and the strut is $30.
Okay. And is... Shelley mentioned the plunge starts at 11:30 with the Polar Strut 5K starting at 10. Now, Shelley, if we want to get involved with Pluck a Duck, how does that work?
Okay, well, if you come down to the site on Saturday, there's some of our friends wearing very brightly colored T-shirts that they ask us about the ducks. And the great thing is you can get one duck for $5, or you can buy a quack pack of six of them for $25. And those go into a 50-50 drawing that will be held at 12 at noon.
Okay.
And so the Special Olympics will get half, and the person who had that duck under their name gets half.
Nice. Meredith, let's talk a little bit about why you got involved with not only the Polar Plunge, but Special Olympics as a whole. And just, what drives you to be part of the Special Olympics picture here each and every year?
Well, as a lot of people know, my twin sister is a person with a disability, and we've been involved in Special Olympics since she was old enough to compete, and it's really just something that I feel passionate about helping with and making sure that we give those athletes all the opportunities we can to compete and to expand them, their horizons and get to try new things. And it's just something that really pulls at my heartstrings.
Well, Shelley, obviously this is a big spectator sport, too, so you'd like to invite the community to stop by Mouse Lake and be a part of this.
Oh, my word. I've always been surprised at so many people that want to watch other people freeze. But it's a good time.
It is a good time. It is a fun watch. It is. And the reactions when the plungers get out of the water is second to none, to see the looks on their faces as they exit the water. That is for sure. And all, Shelley, too, it's a great cause, raising money for Special Olympics, isn't it?
It is a great cause. Special Olympics, like Meredith, is very near and dear to my heart. We also have something a little different going on this year. We have two of our athletes that are having some pretty big medical needs. And so at 10 a.m. on Saturday, we're going to have a bake sale to help those athletes with all their medical costs.
And before we wrap things up here, Shelley, that's one of the big things about, you know, the Polar Plunge and Special Olympics as a whole that may go underreported is, you know, the care that this helps to provide for Special Olympics athletes and, you know, as far as the different fundraising activities like Polar Plunge are concerned.
Yes. Every time there is state events, well, I know for state track and I think for other couple of state events, they have medical screens for our athletes. There's a lot of touchstones for our athletes to make sure they're still interacting. It's just a really good kind of safety net to be involved in.
Well, as Shelley mentioned, the fundraiser bake sale will be happening at 10 o'clock. Will that be near the lake then? Where exactly will that be located, Shelley?
That will be at the lake, yes. We'll have a tent set up, a pop-up, and a table with, oh my word, I can't tell you the list of all the baked goods we have right now.
Well, and they're still taking donations. If you'd like to donate baked goods, monetary gifts, or perhaps gas gift cards, as one of the family is having to travel to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota. In fact, currently one of the Special Olympics athletes there, but a couple of these Special Olympic ladies are battling some very serious health issues. So your help, buy a baked good or donate. You can get a hold of Terry Kelsch if you'd like at 794-2964. That's Terry at 620-794-2964. Well, it looks like, ladies, it's going to be not a bad day on Saturday with right now a high of 50. You take that, Shelley?
Oh, yeah? That's where you're wrong, though. Oh, if you're cold and you go in, it's not as bad. But if you're, like, decently warm and you jump in that cold water, whoo! You get such a shock to the system. It's wonderful.
Okay, so Chuck, drop that temperature.
Drop it another 10 to 15 degrees, right?
Yep.
I will do my best. I'm not sure Mother Nature will comply, but I'll put the request in now.
All right, and we're going to be broadcasting live. Scott Hayes will be out there live from the Polar Plunge coming up Saturday at Mouse Lake. That is just off of East 12th, by the way. Not far away from, I guess, you know, Express Tire out there on East 12th. So head out to a Mouse Lake and support, or better yet, plunge. Log on to plungeks.org. All the information is there, and you can get registered. Or, as Shelley mentioned, they'll take on-site registration, too, starting at 9 this coming Saturday morning. Well, anything we need to add here, Meredith?
I think the only thing I would like to add is that our strut is part of the Emporia Rec Center Super Series, so people who are involved in that will want to participate in the strut, and they can register online.
All right. Sounds good. Meredith, thanks so much for your time. Shelley, thanks so much for yours, and best of luck here this week and Saturday.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Have
a good day. Meredith Wagner, Shelley Lutz, part of the Polar Plunge organizers. The big Polar Plunge coming up, Chuck, this Saturday, Mouse Lake.
There you have it. And if you'd like more information about being part of our newsmaker slots, including tomorrow's, give us a call at 620-342-1400 or email kvue@kvue.com. Thursday, we'll have Newman Regional Health CEO Bob Wright with an update on the hospital's COVID-19 response as part of our newsmaker segment.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. KVOE Live and Local Sunshine, 35 degrees. It is 7:30. Stay tuned. Weather next.
Lowering your guard against COVID is to lose a battle without fighting it. As a registered nurse in our community, I urge you to get tested, wear your mask, and get your vaccine. I'm Lana, and I got my test and my vaccine so that I can protect my family, my friends, and you. Please help us overcome the pandemic by getting tested and getting your vaccine.
For more information, find them on Facebook at Healthier Lyon County.
Looking for an industry that offers a fixed schedule? Then look no further than Hostess Brands of Emporia. They also offer competitive pay along with a comprehensive benefit package. Hostess is taking walk-in applicants Monday through Friday, 10 to 2, and offering on-the-spot positions. If you're interested, stop by 1525 Industrial and apply within. You can also email ahines@hostessbrands.com or call 620-340-9235. Pay ranges vary from $18.25 to $43 an hour. Hostess Brands LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
As part of National Consumer Protection Week, Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt and Emporia State Federal Credit Union are teaming up for a Shred Day, Tuesday, March 8th from 4 to 6 p.m. at the Boyer Community Building. Protect yourself from identity theft by shredding outdated personal documents. Limit 3 bags or boxes per person. Shred Day on Tuesday, March 8th from 4 to 6 at the Boyer Community Building, Highway 50 and Industrial Road. Co-sponsored